A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to When Diplomacy Fails, a State of the Podcast address, the 21st of February, 2017. Oh, it's only 2.5 months to the wedding, and things are getting a little bit crazy because we're very busy at the moment, but hey, I had to release this because I had to let you know the latest news and what's up at When Diplomacy Fails, because I think you guys would be quite interested to know what's going on. Above all, this State of the Podcast address is basically to officially let you guys know that When Diplomacy Fails is on Patreon. So if you don't really care about that, or you think you'll find out that information some other way, then there's no real need to stick around. However, if you'd like to know my own take on it and how it would affect you, and especially for those people who are being generous enough already to give me a small amount or a larger amount of money every month, you may want to stick around as well, because this will help you find out more information about that and where you stand and how you're really awesome and etc, etc. So yeah, When Diplomacy Fails is on Patreon. It's very exciting. It's something that I've been thinking of doing, mulling over for a good while. I've had a few people, a few listeners, say that I should do it, but I don't know. I was hesitant because I feel like, well, one thing, I feel like it wouldn't really fit in with BeFit, which is really ridiculous that that's a concern, a genuine concern that the infamous acronym could be tarnished because Patreon can fit in with that. But that concern aside, the obvious, more important concern is that I feel like I would alienate you guys if I asked for money, and then I'd find myself apologizing because that's the way I am, and then I feel bad. But I think when I was setting up, or when I was thinking about setting up this Patreon, I had two major goals in mind. Well, actually three, but the main one, the first one, is to basically thank you guys for giving me something and to give you something back for your contributions in return. And Patreon is great for that. I mean, technically speaking, I could set it up myself with some kind of system to thank you guys personally and give things to you as little gifts, all that kind of stuff. But I feel Patreon is a great facility for bringing that about. The second thing is that it really helps When Diplomacy Fails expand and grow, genuinely does, and it helps us to set short-term and long-term goals that you guys can see and you guys can be a part of, and you guys can get as excited about as I am, if getting excited about When Diplomacy Fails is your kind of thing. The third part kind of ties into that, but the third part ties in with that. The third kind of goal is to reuse Patreon to make When Diplomacy Fails not just a better known podcast, but also a bigger podcast, a podcast that offers more to its history friends. And I suppose this is all kind of, it ties in, all three points tying together, and realistically there is just one, and that's to make When Diplomacy Fails bigger so that it benefits you, which really I could summarize it all into. But anyway, the big thing that Patreon offers, or that it makes easier to facilitate, is the provision of a members feed, or like members bonuses, or all that kind of thing. And for the moment, that is in the pipeline. That's very much something I'd like to do, but I want to see what the reactions are to Patreon first. At the moment, I'm not going to list out all the rewards I have, because I don't want this podcast, State of the Podcast address, to be dated. Because if I say things that I'm offering now and then something should change or something doesn't work out in the future, then this information won't be correct. But for the moment, I've got 5 different layers of support. There is embassy intern, where you're giving $2 or more a month. There is diplomat, where you're giving $5 or more a month. There is ambassador, where you're giving $10 or more a month. Then there is foreign secretary, you notice a theme here, where you're giving $20 or more a month. And then there's Bismarck, where you're giving $50 or more a month. Each of those tiers, and if you're a subscriber already, giving me a small amount every month through just the donation button on PayPal or however you like to call it, then those ranks or tiers will be familiar to you because they're pretty much the same ones I use. But because you're actually getting something back, I feel like it's a good system to use, really. And I'm actually quite proud of the way the whole Patreon thing turned out. It took me a while to set it up. I had to really rely on the knowledge of my fellow history peers in podcasting, such as David Crowther and Tom Daly from American Biography, and even Stephen Guerra from the History of the Papacy podcast, who actually suggested that I set one of these up a little while ago. I'm coming up on a year now when Patreon was still a thing, but back then I didn't really understand it, so I kind of just said no and hoped for the best. But here we are. Some people might think it's inevitable that someone like me, who has been shoving BFIT down your throats all these years, would turn to Patreon in the end, but I don't think it's something that I'm going to regret, and I don't want you guys to see it as another opportunity for me to appeal for money, because that's a real concern I had, that you guys would be switched off by the amount of appeals I'm doing. But trust me, like, I'm going to find a way to make it non-invasive, while at the same time, those of you who do join up with the Patreon and become a history friend, which, if you haven't noticed, anyone who gives money to the podcast, I've decided to just call history friends, anyone who does that will actually notice genuine returns. At the very moment, I know I just said that I didn't want to say what I was actually giving away, but most of the giveaways or rewards consist of script books or packs from previous episode conglomerates, a release of the dissertation for you to read at your leisure, complete with all the references and everything else. And if you become a diplomat, you are able to get every week a script of the podcast the day before the actual podcast comes out. In the future, I know that sounds kind of, for those of you that don't really care about reading the higher up levels, such as Foreign Secretary, the $20, you get like all upcoming books signed, you get a t-shirt a year of your choice, all the other privileges that go along with that. And then the highest level, Bismarck, it's an actual opportunity for you guys to have a say in what happens next in the podcast, as well as have a one-on-one Skype conversation with me every month, if that's your thing. If not, then whatever, I won't be offended. Kind of hard when you're a podcaster. I've tried to get like ideas from other podcasters to see what they're offering, and most of the time it's scripts, it's members' feeds, it's one-on-one Skype conversations. I'm not going to say I feel guilty or gimmicky for doing that, because I know it's something that other people do, but I just want you guys to know that I do really appreciate you, and if this option exists to give you something back for the money you're giving me, I feel it's only right that I take it up. I mean, don't you? Like, wouldn't you want something back for the money that you're giving me? I would. I certainly would. It's all very well for me to say, oh, you're unofficially paying me for the podcast, but Patreon puts it not in writing, but certainly on the web, and you feel like you're actually getting something for it. And you'll have a more personal relationship with me, which is another thing I wanted to get into, the fact that Patreon enables you guys to be closer to me, really, because as soon as you become a paying patron, if you like, you're instantly entering into the world where I owe you one. So that's a good place to be in a way, if you like this product that I produce and you want to help it grow and expand further. I have set goals up on the Patreon page, and some of them are pretty lofty and I may not ever reach them, but even if I get somewhere nearby the ballpark of where I want to go, there's great opportunities with Patreon, especially in the likes of members' feeds. I have an image in my head. I envision the podcast kind of going down the members' feed route, but the critical thing, and the thing I always want to make clear with stuff like members' feeds, is that I never want the normal listeners who just listen to this podcast, I never want them to feel like they're missing out or that I'm paying more attention to the members' feed. In the moment, what I envision is those who are members of the When Diplomacy Fails patron feed, however I'll work that out in the future, it's going to be down the pipeline. We'll see how the reaction is, but basically you guys will get the weekly episode a week before everyone else. They won't have any BFIT ads, they won't have any Acast ads or Patreon please or anything like that. And you will also get about an hour of extra content every month as well. So that's great if you want to be a member and get the podcast earlier and get some extra bits as well. But for those of you who don't really care and just like your podcast the way it is, then you guys are not going to notice any difference at all. And I think that's key, because otherwise I'm going to alienate loads of people and I'm going to turn into this guy who's more interested in the people that pay. And that's never been who I am. I'm adamant that this podcast is never going to become one of those pay to view or pay to see the old archive kind of podcasts. I mean, that's why I remember trying to set up a website thing a while ago with this guy, and we got our wires crossed. It wasn't necessarily his fault, but we got our wires crossed at one stage, and he was talking to me about how to monetize the old episodes and how to charge for them and all that kind of thing. And you could set up this monthly tab thing where people could access them once they have an account and all this stuff. And I was just kind of saying to him, but I don't want to charge. I mean, like, on the one hand, it would be easy to charge, and it's not really something you need people's help for. I mean, a quick Google search will show you how to lock things behind a paywall. It's not rocket science, but it's something I've never believed in, because the whole point, the whole appeal of podcast to me really is that you can access these treasure troves of information done by people the likes of me, and you don't have to worry about paying for it. For those of you that want to go the extra mile, you can, and you will notice rewards. But if you don't care either way, then Patreon doesn't really matter to you, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to lie and pretend that I support loads of people on Patreon. I don't. But then again, I'm getting ready for a wedding and trying my best to adult after all semi-moving out of home, so there's only so much I can do, just like I accept there's only so much history friends can do when they're listening to this podcast on a daily basis. Still, the most important thing you can do is tell people about it, especially with our 5-year anniversary coming up. There's an awful lot of good stuff to look forward to. And I like to think that the Patreon page will take off in the future, almost on the back of that 5-year birthday thing. And in a way, a part of me wanted to wait until that happened, but I was worried that if I launched the Patreon, you'd think that that was the really exciting surprise and you'd be kind of feeling a bit anticlimactic, but that's not at all. Like, trust me, guys, the 5-year birthday is far more special than a simple announcement that I'm doing Patreon. Trust me, it's more exciting than that. Oh, I really can't wait. I think the mistake people make when they launch Patreon, and I've thought about it myself, is like, how do I justify this? And like, how do I justify that my product is worth like paying for? And I don't want to do that, because I don't want to be like, well, When Diplomacy Fails is definitely worth your money kind of thing, because it is and it isn't. I mean, it's a free podcast. If it was really worth your money, I'd be selling it, and I'd be making efforts to like approach like different companies to put it on like subscriptions. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but basically what I'm getting at is I want this podcast to be free. I want you guys to be able to enjoy it and access it freely. For those of you that want to go the extra mile and get some extra goodies, in the future, there will be another feed that will offer that. But at the moment, it's mostly physical stuff, especially with the likes of the scripts or like the weekly script of the podcast. And I don't honestly know how much that will appeal to people, just like I don't know how much people genuinely want to have a conversation with me or have a role in the podcast on the When Diplomacy Fails States General, I like to call it. There's only 5 seats on it, so get in there quick. But most of this is trial by error, and if it all goes horrendously wrong and you guys don't really care about reading or that kind of thing, then that's grand. I'll just leave it there in the background and it'll do what it'll do. But if we get to the goals that are required to launch this members feed, then I think it's worthwhile. And I think a great way to expand the podcast is to use the resources that are available. You'd be crazy not to. Patreon only launched in 2013, so it was after my time, having been at this for such a long time. You know, I'm one of these podcast veterans. Feeling old anyway, but that's besides the point. My point is, you guys shouldn't worry, and I should probably stop rambling and get into the other important part about this podcast, which is those of you who already give a small amount or a large amount every month, essentially the subscribe to donate When Diplomacy Fails history friends. The main thing I want to do is not to scare you guys away. You should know that if you want to change to Patreon instead and actually get something practical for your money, I won't be offended. I completely understand. And I would only assume that that's a natural reaction when someone's offering you actual stuff for the money you're giving. I mean, why wouldn't you want to switch to that? It's also in dollars rather than euros, so you'd actually be less affected financially, which I know is important. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that you guys are made of money and, oh, hey, why don't you do both? Why don't you give $2 in Patreon and €2.50 in PayPal? Like, that's a load. Just give what you guys can give. And if you don't want, if you want to cancel altogether and stop being a subscriber every month, then that's fine. If you've decided that you've given a fiver every month for the last 12 months and that's enough, guys, do what you want to do. And please, if you want to become a patron, it costs $2 a month. So if you're listening to this now and thinking, oh, I was kind of thinking of becoming a monthly subscriber, then do that instead. And honestly, I would recommend you don't do the subscribe to donate. And I'm going to leave it there, basically, is what I'm saying. There's going to still be the option to give me a small amount every month as not a part of Patreon, just because, I mean, it doesn't cost me anything to keep those buttons there, so I feel like I might as well. If those of you don't really have the head for Patreon, you don't really care either way, then that'd be great for you guys. But for those that do care for Patreon, switch right now. You may as well. You may as well get something for your money. There's a few of you giving me €20 a month, and I mean, that's not chump change, guys. That's a lot of money. Wouldn't you rather switch to $20 instead and, like, get the benefits that are there? I mean, I would. I think it's only a natural reaction. So I would strongly recommend going to do that now. But yeah, so I'm going to put up links, I'm going to put up buttons on the website, all that kind of thing when I get this figured out. But it is just me, it's just me sorting all this out, and just like it'll be me emailing you all the items. But I think in a way that's good, because even when I'm sending you the signed books, if you sign up to be a foreign secretary, or online Skype conversations, if you sign up for the iBismarck tier, if you're that crazy, all these things will bring you guys closer to me, and it really does improve our relationship. Not that we were on a bad patch or anything. I would just argue that we were on a break, but that's just me personally. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, though, guys, we have gone a long way together. It's nearly been 5 years, you might have noticed, because I haven't shut up about it since the end of Christmas, but we've been a long way together, and in a sense, I do owe you guys some for sticking with me and spreading the word and making this podcast the success that it has been, and really just helping it to be a great bright spot in my life, alongside the other significant bright spots that I'm so blessed and thankful to have. So yeah, you guys all mean so much to me, and I really hope that you won't see this as like, Zach is selling out, he's going to appeal to us for more money and everything. Honestly, I genuinely believe, and I always, once I actually figured out what Patreon was over the last few months, and I've been trying to weigh up whether or not we should join it, as soon as I understood it, it stood out to me as a good thing to do. It's inherently good because you're just getting something for the money. It's that simple. And, of course, the thing that you love, you're directly supporting, which I hope you love when diplomacy fails. I love you guys anyway, whatever. So yeah, When Diplomacy Fails is on Patreon. So that's really the news. This is probably the least rambly state of the podcast address, but hey, there you go. Short and sweet. There's not that much more to say, except check out When Diplomacy Fails. Check out our Patreon. And the easiest way to do this, if you're thinking to yourself right now, I'm going to support him straight away. I'm going to chuck $2, $20, $50, jibillion dollars. Just go to wdfpodcast.com. Hopefully the button will be there. If not, email me or go to patreon.com and just search for When Diplomacy Fails. Not entirely sure how it works, but I'm doing it bit by bit. So thanks very much. Just an Irish guy trying to podcast. So thanks very much for your support, guys. It's so appreciated. This is Zach signing off. I will see you guys soon. Thanks for listening to me rambling. And I hope you're enjoying the Franco-Dutch War as well, because I'm sure Louis XIV is. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and I will talk to you soon.